Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the beginning of Simon Tafresh Pei Tes. Hakol Chayavim Bikriyasa. Everyone's chayav to read the Megillah. Anashim V'Nashim, men and women, even though Megillah is a mitzvah seish as man grama, but the Gemara says, Afhein Hayibosu Anes. Women are also involved in the mitzvah. Some say this means that the decree to murder all the Jews was on them as well, so they were saved by the Nes. And others say it means that women played a major role in the Yeshua of Am Yisrael. Esther played the major role. And therefore, Chazal made an exception to the rule and said that even though it's a mitzvah shizvan grama, women are chayav. The geirim, ve'avodim ishukharim, a freed slave. A freed slave is a Jew. But an Eved Kenayni, who's not freed yet, he would not be chayav. Some, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, others say that he is chayav, but the Shulchan Aruch passes that he's not. U'menchanchim es haktanim mikrosa. And you have to train the children to hear the Megillah, because they're chayav when they get older. And this applies to the girls as well, since women are chayav, so the chiyuv chinuch applies here to the younger girls as well who aren't at the age of bas mitzvah. Sif beis, echad akorei ve'echad ashamea min akorei yatzei dei chovaso. You can be yotzei the reading the Megillah by reading it yourself or hearing from someone else. That's called shomea ka'ona. The person reading should have you in mind, and you should have in mind to be yotzei. That's only if the person reading is chayav. You can only be yotze by listening if the one reading for you is chayav himself. If someone is a child can't be motziyu. Even though Megillah reading is only derabbanan, but a child is a double derabbanan. He's a derabbanan and the mitzvah is derabbanan. So a double derabbanan can't be motzi an adult who's one derabbanan. And a chayresh, someone who's deaf, can't be yotzi motziyu in the Megillah reading either. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that some hold that someone who's deaf but is able to read properly can be motziyu. Well, chachilo, you shouldn't rely on that, and so you won't be yotzi from someone who is deaf. The Mishnah Berurah points out, what if you're hard of hearing? So you have to sit close to the bima to make sure you hear the laning well, and you should hold a chumash. That way, in case you miss a few words, because you don't hear it so well, those words you read to yourself, that will get you later, because it's Hashem. You have to make sure you have the whole Megillah in order. But you can make up some words that you don't hear in order from a Chumash. If you're not able to hear so well, you make up those words yourself. Or a Shota, someone who's mentally deranged. So they're a part of, they can't promote to you in reading the Megillah. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, and some say, Hanashim ena matzias as hanashim. And some say women cannot be motzi men. So you see from here that the previous shita holds woman can be motzi a man. So that's a machlokas. The first view sounds like woman can be motzi a man, and the second view says no. Now women are chayav to hear the Megillah, even though it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama, because of afen hoyibel so anes. So that's the source of the first view. Women can be motzi men too. But the second view says no. Why? So either because Megillah reading is like Kriyas HaTorah. And just like a woman can't be motzi a man in Kriyas HaTorah because it's covered at Tzibur, she's puzzled to lay in front of men because it's covered, it's not proper covered at Tzibur, so too here. She can't be motzi a man. And even one-on-one she can't be motzi based on lo plug. Not only a group of men, but even one man she can't be motzi. Or, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some say women aren't chayiv to read the Megillah at all. They're only chayiv to hear the Megillah. And therefore, regarding men, they can't be motzi another man because they don't have the same level of chiyuv as a man. But this view agrees that isha motzi es chaverta. A woman can be motzi another woman if she wants to in Megillah reading. And the Ramah says, and some say that if a woman reads the Megillah for herself, she says the bracha of lishmo Megillah as opposed to al mikra Megillah. Because she's eina chayves bekriya. She's not chayv to read the Megillah at all. The post-king quote that some say she say the bracha lishmo mikra Megillah. The Ramah's view is that a woman's not chayiv in reading the Megillah at all. She's only chayiv in Shmiyah. And that's why she says Lishmoa as the bracha of Lishmoa. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Magen Avraham from earlier Makoros that it's best for women to hear the Megillah from a man. That's the ideal way for women to be able to say the Megillah. coming from the earlier sources, and that's certainly the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The women come to shul and hear the Megillah from a man who reads for them. If they can't come with the regular Megillah reading because they're taking care of their children, so they come for a separate Megillah reading for women, and the man reads for the women at a separate Megillah reading. Now, assuming the man was already Yotze, so at the second reading for women, so one of the women says the bracha for everyone else and all the women who are listening. The custom is to say the bracha b'shmo mikra Megillah and the other brachos as well. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hashemeya Megillah mimishu mudar hanam menu yatsa. Let's say somebody makes a neder, I won't get enough from this person. So that person can motzi you in Megillah reading. Why? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, mitzvos are not given for hana. To be yotzei mitzvah, that's not called hana. Mitzvos are an ol, you have to do them. Having someone help you be yotzei in a mitzvah, that's not called getting hana, and therefore that person can motzi you in Megillah reading. Now, makom she'ein minyan, imecha yodea v'achem enem yodim, echad poteris kulam. Vim kulam yodim, kochad korel liatzmo. So here, the Shulchan Aruch says that ideally, the Megillah should be read in a minyan. Let's say everyone knows how to read their own Megillah. So it should be read in a minyan. What if there's no minyan? So then the Shulchan Aruch says that each person should read for himself. Why? Because Megillah reading is like tefillah. And by tefillah, you need 10. One to motzi 10 to be motzi someone else in Shomea Kona. So if you know how to lane yourself, if there's a minion, so then one person is motzi everyone. That's what we always do. If there's not a minion and you know how to lane yourself, it's better that each person should read for himself. Here the Mishnah quotes from the Pichadas, that's only Luchachila, but Bidieved, you can be motzi with someone even if it's less than a minion. Sometimes you might know how to lane, but it won't be exactly the same. The other person knows better. So the minyan is certainly you try to hear it in a minyan. But if you're not able to, then if you don't know how to lane in the Megillah, then for sure the person can read for you. But even if you know how to lane, and for some reason it's difficult for you, then shasarcha kibri evadami, and you can be motzi from somebody, yotzi from somebody else, even without a minyan. Now, it's interesting. Regarding a katan, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there is a view that a katan can be motzi a gadol in Megillah reading, since they're both derabanans. This idea that a double derabanan versus a single derabanan, not everyone accepts that. So the Mishnah Berurah says the makom hadchak. If there's nobody who can read the Megillah who's an adult, then he quotes from some of the achronim that a katan can be motzi. A katan who's a gil l'chinuch, a katan who's old enough to know what Purim's all about, can be motzi adults in Megillah reading as well. Now, regarding women in reading the Megillah, so the Mishnah Berurah here quotes in the Shaar HaTzion that even though one woman can be motzi another woman, but a woman shouldn't be motzi a group of women, because it's not proper, zilah b'hu milsa, it's not proper to have a woman reading Megillah in public, even for other women. It's not a proper behavior. Now, the Achronim point out that the source the Mishnah Berurah quotes doesn't sound like this idea that one woman can't be motzi other women. As it could be that the original source wasn't discussing a woman being motzi other women in Megillah reading, and Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say that they argue on the Mishnah Berurah applying that particular makor to this case. Well, however, that's certainly not the minhag. The minhag has not been that a woman reads Megillah for other women. The minhag in Klal Yisrael has been forever that women come to shul and hear Megillah reading from a man. That's for sure the ideal, as the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, and nobody argues that that's the ideal, and that has not been the custom, and this is a new phenomenon that a woman reading Megillah for other women, and the poskim generally have frowned upon it. Certainly, having a woman read the Megillah for men was never done. That's a break from our Mesorah. And even if one might say that the Sephardim hold that technically, like the first view of the Shulchan Aruch, that a woman can be motzi men, but it was never done that a woman would read the Megillah for men. and that's considered a serious breach from our Masorah to do that, and that should not be followed. There was an unfortunate article written trying to explain why it should be defensible, and there's a Chashev HaTalmud Chacham of Aaron Cohen Shlita wrote an article against a response explaining definitively why there's no source and no backing for the idea of a woman reading the Megillah for men. It was such a strong article, there wasn't even a rejoinder. There was no defense. If you go online and type in a woman reading Megillah for men from Rabbi Aaron Cohen, it's a very worthwhile essay to read. And that has become part of the breaches in the Masorah that have been started in open orthodoxy, that a woman reads the Megillah for men, and certainly it was never done, and it's certainly keneged the Masorah, and no serious posek has ever sanctioned such a reading. The one example that might come up is if a woman knows how to read the Megillah, and her husband for some reason is not well, and they can't find someone else, can she read the Megillah for her husband? So that would depend on the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch and what the Pshat of Ramah is, and then you would ask Yishayla whether that would be allowed. But we have to make sure that we don't use the halachos and our misunderstanding of the halachos to create more and more breaches in the Masorah that we've had for several thousand years. And certainly the idea that a woman should read the Megillah in public for men is a serious breach of our Masorah.